O prophet, make jihad against the unbelievers and the hypocrites and be firm against them. Hell shall be their home, and it is the worst of all homes. They swear by Allah that they said nothing when in fact they uttered the words of unbelief and they committed kufr after accepting Islam. They meditated a plot which they were unable to carry out. They had no reason to be revengeful, except that Allah and His Rasul had enriched them through His bounty. Therefore, if they repent, it will indeed be better for them. But if they turn back and do not repent, Allah will punish them with a painful punishment in this life and in the hereafter. And they shall have none on earth to protect or help them. There are some among them who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if He bestows on us His bounty, we will spend in charity and become truly of the righteous. But when He did bestow of His bounty, they became stingy and turned back from their covenant and became evasive. He put hypocrisy into their hearts to last till the day wherein they shall meet Him as a consequence of their breach of covenant with Allah and lies that they told. Are they not aware that Allah knows their secrets, their thoughts, and their secret counsels, and that Allah knows fully well all that is hidden? As for those that taunt the believers, who give freely and ridicule those who find nothing to give except the fruits of their labor, Allah will throw back their ridicule on them, and they shall have a painful punishment. O Prophet, it is the same whether you ask forgiveness for them or not. Even if you ask for forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. Because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide those who are transgressors.